Hello and welcome to our podcast. Now, we're taking on education as our theme today, which is very timely, because the 2012 Catholic Education Service Census is out. Now, we have plenty of up-to-date data on our Catholic colleges and schools, but we all struggle a little bit with facts and figures and stats, so we're going to need a couple of studio guests to help us out and explain everything. Firstly, I'm joined by Peter Irvin, CBE, who has painstakingly correlated all this data into the Census Digest. Now, Peter is a consultant to the CES and was Her Majesty's Inspector for 23 years. Is that right, Peter?
That's right, 23 years.
You're very welcome. And we're also joined by Greg Pope, who is the Deputy Director of the Catholic Education Service. Greg, good morning.
Good morning.
Peter, if I can start with you. I said painstakingly in the introduction. How difficult was it to compile all this data?
The system has become refined over the years, and so the way in which the data is collected and the return rate from schools help us in doing that pretty efficiently now. So there is no reason really why in future why we couldn't publish the digest within a matter of weeks of the conclusion of the data collection. All that stops us is the fact that the DfE and the Welsh Assembly Government statistics are not published finally until July and September respectively.
Now, the first thing I notice is that 98% of schools and colleges responded, which must be encouraging and obviously gives better data.
It is very. It doesn't happen by accident. I mean, there are people who are on the phone very frequently to schools that haven't yet returned. And so congratulations to them for getting the highest return rate ever at 98%. So we're very pleased with that. It's not far off the national census figure.
Well, let's start with some of the key findings. I mean, it is difficult when you have sort of a good 50 pages or so to go through. So if you could boil down the sort of headline stats and facts and figures, that would be grand.
I suppose most significantly, the census emphasises that the Catholic system is a major partner in providing education in the country. So that 10% of all schools in England, both primary and secondary, are Catholic schools, and 10% of pupils educated in them. And the figures are slightly lower in Wales. They're around about 6-7%, both primary and secondary, and the roughly the same proportion of pupils. So that continues to be so, and it's clear, therefore, that the Catholic sector is thriving and vibrant and has no problem in attracting pupils to its schools. The Catholicity of pupils has remained fairly constant over the years. There's a slight decline visible since 2007, when we first started publishing, but it is very slight and barely outside the limits of tolerance. It's